started as a computer book writer, writing beginning books for beginning users, novice computer users. And then I started teaming up with experts in different fields, food allergy, real estate, and different topics like that. Well, in 1999, my wife Cece, who's sitting there, had a major breakdown and hospitalization. And we had not heard anything about bipolar before that happened. And we were completely blindsided, like a truck hit our family. We didn't know what hit us, what was going on, what to do about it, where to go for help, anything. I wanted to write a book about how to deal with it, everything we learned about it over the years. When it first happened to our family, I went out and bought several books on the topic and tried to learn from that and from talking with doctors and therapists. And I gathered a great deal of information. I learned a great deal. I came a long way. And I wanted to share what I had learned with other people in a format that I thought was engaging and easier for people to understand. And so I asked the publisher if I could do a book on bipolar disorder, and they said, "You're not a doctor." and I realized that I was no expert in terms of the medical aspect of it. And so the publisher was nice enough to find me a doctor to work with. So I teamed up with the doctor, and fortunately she had a very good sense of humor, very easy to work with. And we teamed up and we tried to provide a book that would be a toolbox of various tools people could use to help get their bipolar disorder under control and help manage it. And we also wanted to make a book that was helpful for families so they can develop a better understanding of bipolar and be able to help their loved ones, maintain their moods.